Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome
here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. It's that time of year again. As we get close to the end of the year, corporations are looking at ways to save money. And if you're like Tim, well, you just got furloughed from your longtime tech job last week, and you're looking for things to do now. Listen, if you're in the ever-growing group of people who are being forced to retire, then today's show is just for you. Stick with me as we go through what you need to know. So if you lost your job recently, or you're fearing that's about to come because your friends are talking about it, then it probably feels like your whole world is crashing down. Well, just know that we're here for you. And so that's why today we're sharing a step-by-step plan to get yourself and your money back on track. So which payout option should you choose? When it comes to your medical benefits, should you take the COBRA option or is there something else? How about your 401k? Should you leave it there? Should you roll it over? Well, you definitely want to make the right moves now to help ensure that you stay on the right track. So if you lost your job recently or you're afraid that you might be next, well, stick around for the entire show as we're going to walk through what you need to do right now. All right, let's get started. Well, like I said, it was quite a week this week. The Dow was off 0.7, S&P off 1.3%. NASDAQ had a tough week. It finished off down 1.9%, a little bit of a rally yesterday. The MSCI International Index down 1.3%. 10-year Treasury pretty much flat, 4.26. Oil had a pretty good week. Up 2% again. Year-to-date, we're up almost 9% on oil. That's a pretty big move. Think about it. It was down double digits, now back up. So oil's volatile. $87.28 a barrel. And you got bonds, again, flat for the week, 95.78. Year-to-date, up about 1%. So I got this question about all this going on, the volatility happening. And this came from George from Fairfax. And it was really a bigger question than I think George realized he was asking at the moment it came out, because this was kind of all over the place. So let's look at it this way. The question that he asked me was, will the restart of the student loan payments hurt the economy? So if you think about it, okay, we heard the news this week and now kids are going to have to start paying their loans back and could be graduate students and et cetera. So you're still kids in my mind. But anyway, you're paying back your loans, okay? And the question is that going to hurt the economy? You think, well, no, it's not a big deal, or is it? So good question, George. Let's get into it. So the rule now is student loan debt, the repayment of that debt is going to start October 1st. And as you recall, it's been 3 years that the pause button, boop, has been pushed, and we haven't had to worry about it. So will the economy slow down as a result of that? Well, restarting student loan payments, I don't think is going to have a substantial impact on the economy, but I've got some other news to share with you. So let me first start out with why I don't think it's going to have a big impact on the economy overall. Here's why. The numbers just aren't big enough. $190 billion over a three-year period is not big enough to move, get this, a $20 trillion economy. Yeah, $20 trillion. So you could just see the numbers right there. The resumption of these payments also won't be big enough to have a direct impact on the economy because there are about 40 million Americans that have federal student loans. And so estimates for the average monthly payment, depending on where you read, it varies, of course, but I'm going to call it between $200 and $400 a month. So let's do some math, shall we? I know it's early. Take a sip of coffee. I'll do the same. Hopefully you have some turmeric in there. It makes me feel good. Just try it out, by the way. You know, I was like, I don't want it. Anyway, let's go. If we take a true worst case scenario, and I'm going to assume that all 40 million of those folks pay $400, which according to this survey is the maximum a month, which by the way is not even close to accurate, then the cost to the U.S. economy over the next year would be $192 billion. 40 million times 4,800. Are you with me? Okay. I know. It's too early to do math. Anyway, again, for a $20 trillion economy, that's less than 1% of the economy. And the money isn't gone as it's going to go towards other government programs that spend money in the economy. All right. So bottom line, I don't think, George, the resumption of the student loan payment will be a material macroeconomic negative that I've been talking about here for the last few weeks in terms of the hard landing scenario, right? Because we're still waiting for that. But here's what I was talking about a minute ago, George, and here's why I think your question is pretty insightful. Because here's why the restart of payments could be another cut or another negative on the overall trajectory that we've enjoyed so far this year, because we're still up overall. So if we have a hard landing, it's likely going to be different than the last two that we've experienced, namely the tech stock bubble. Remember in 2000, remember like it was yesterday, still remember my friend packing up his U-Haul and driving his family down the street in 2000. And of course, the 2008 collapse of the housing market, which put us into the Great Recession. So if you recall, those events were ground zero for the ultimate economic slowdown. But this time, I think it's going to be different. And here's why. An economic hard landing, I don't think, at least at the moment, is going to be caused by any sort of concentrated event. I think it's going to be caused via a death by, I'll call it, 1,000 cuts. Because while none of these headwinds that we're seeing right now that are facing the economy are substantial on their own, as you take them together, they're starting to add up. So, George, that's why I think it's a good question. Consider the current environment we're in right now. Right now, there's higher interest rates. Right now, banks are starting to lend less, especially when you look at the regional bank levels who've been having the troubles like Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic, etc. Also, as we talked about last week, soon the exhausted savings, right? There was lots of money saved through the pandemic, the stimulus, lockdowns, etc. Well, guess what? That's soon to be completely exhausted. We also saw recently the wage gains. Those are slowing down. So people are making less now. They're not keeping up with inflation. Also, you've got asset price going down. Stocks, bonds, which you just saw this past week. And next month, we've got now, on October 1st, the resumption of the student loan payment. So overall, the resumption of these loan payments, I don't think it's going to be a direct negative on the economy, but it adds to a long and still growing list of economic headwinds. And the larger the list grows, the harder that wind current becomes. Just like if you have been in a storm or a hurricane or a tornado, at some point, you're not going through that. It just slows you down. It's just a matter of nature. So as those cuts continue, that's the bigger chance of that hard landing crack and then a fracture occurring. And that could be coming. So that's what I think there, George. And I think that's a really good question. So where will this headwind hurt? It's going to be in the consumer discretionaries, your retailers, and to a lesser extent, the banks, because the kids that were basically spending their money on stuff now got to have to pay the loans back, right? So they're going to stop buying those sort of things. And that's where I expect to see the next sort of slowdown in the market. Now, overall, I still, you know, I still like things pretty much, but I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I think with September upon us and October coming, and the combination we've seen with inflation still, and the Fed sort of being unknown a little bit, then we got some headwinds to deal with the next couple of months. So just realize it's still not too late to take some profits and redeploy it to some more conservative fixed income that's still paying historically pretty good rates. This week coming up, we're going to see the consumer price index. That's a big deal. See how we're doing with inflation there. And that will confirm whether inflation's going the right way or the wrong way. And that, again, could be another issue that we have to face. So rising oil prices, shelter costs really not dropping very much. This is serving as the catalyst, I think, for the market ahead. All right. Did you just lose your job? Well, if you did, find out what specific steps you should be taking right now before you sign that form. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show with me, David Hollander. I am the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And if you're just joining us, well, I've been running a financial planning firm for over 30 years. And this past month, we've been getting a lot of calls from people who are being laid off. Why? Well, it's that time of year. As we get close to year end, corporations, particularly tech companies that are interest rate sensitive, are looking at ways to save money. And if you're like Tim, well, you just got furloughed from your 29-plus year job last week, and you're wondering what to do. So listen, if you're in that ever-growing group of people who are being forced to retire, well, today's show is just for you. And so we'll be walking through here all those things you need to do. All right, so like I've been saying, it is that time of year. Corporations are looking at ways to save money, and so you may have just got your pink slip, or you may have heard from your friends that they did, and you're wondering if you're next. So you're going to get a package. You're probably going to get, this is how it's been happening lately, at least from the people we've been talking to, is they get an email. So, you know, no boss, no anything. And a lot of our clients are working at home. So they're at home, you know, doing what they've been doing since the pandemic. And they get an email, which basically says, hey, you're done. Click this and find out more. And so you click this and you get a Word document and you get in there, or a PDF, and it starts explaining dates and times and things that must happen and that you have to make a decision. And if you don't, one will be made for you. And then you wonder, well, which decision should I make? And after all, it is September, so we're well past mid-year. So you've been collecting your paychecks all these months. You're going to get a W-2. And on top of that, now you're probably going to get a chunk of money. Because after all, they're cashing you out. That's what's happening here. So one of the most important decisions you're going to have to make is your medical decision. But also realize if you just receive this notice, the other thing that you should do, even though you may feel morally it's not right, is apply for unemployment benefits. Because after all, you've been paying into that system since you started working way back when you started working. So if you're out of work, one of the things you can do is you could file for your unemployment benefit. And even if you haven't completely lost your job, but have seen your hours significantly reduced, you can still qualify. Now, this program typically pays half of what you were normally making at your job. And the average on this is about 26 weeks. So that could be a nice chunk of change that you just get from that in addition to everything else. And again, I'm just trying to help you increase your piggy bank right now, particularly if you're not going to go back to work. Now, the payout range that I've seen, again, this is just, again, nationwide averages. We're seeing $475 roughly 235 in Mississippi and 823 in Massachusetts. Individuals with dependents are also often eligible for a higher amount. So maybe you're still paying for school or who knows what. Now, once you've applied, you should expect to see your check within 2 to 3 weeks. I know California's been running a little bit behind, but in any event, you're entitled to that. And you should get benefits going back all the way to that first week that you were unemployed. To be eligible, you can't have been fired from your job for what they call gross misconduct. In California, I don't know what that means. Okay, seriously. Or you quit for good cause. Good cause would mean you didn't want to do something that was illegal. And if you applied and let's say you got denied, well, I'll tell you what, apply again. You can do that. So what are you going to do? Well, if you have emergency savings, now's the time to tap into that. And I've said this on past shows. You should try to maintain a cushion of 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. And that's why if you face an unexpected cost or emergency like this, you're much better equipped to weather it out without having to borrow money or tap your 401k. So if you're fortunate enough to be in the financial situation that allows for one, now is the time to utilize it and put those savings towards your bills that you know are going to be coming. Stay away, by the way, from those payday loans. Interest rates can be as high as, get this, 300 to 400%. And even if you take out a small loan to cover, say, a two-week period, it may still be incredibly hard to pay that back when you look at that sort of interest rate. So I'd recommend a personal loan as a better option if you need cash right now. Get in touch with your bank, because if you have a mortgage, you should tell your lender and the servicer of that loan immediately, because you might be able to suspend your payment for up to 12 months. If you want to find out more about these servicers, you can go look up Making My Home Affordable's database. Check that out, okay? Now, I was talking about Tim, who just got furloughed after 29 years on the job. And the first thing he did is he called us, which was super smart because he had a very short window to do things. It literally started this week. So he shot that over to us and we took a look at everything. And the big one that stuck out to me was the healthcare, because he was being given an option to go on COBRA. And when we started to look at the expense of COBRA, it was pretty significant. Now, Tim is 66 years old. And the first thing I asked him is, hey, did you apply for Medicare when you turned 65? And he kind of had that look, you know, the one like, no, well, what's that? You know, he knows what it is, but he just didn't have the time. So I immediately told him to run down to the office there. I knew the address where he needed to go, given the city where he was in. And sure enough, he got in and he filed and he was okay. But still, the longer that delays, the more a penalty you're going to have to pay when you look at your supplement that's going to attach to that benefit. So in essence, it did help him. And we did figure out a way where he could take, say, Medicare and a supplement. We're still waiting to find out what the COBRA is going to cost. But then he'll be in a position to know, he could compare. Hey, maybe I'll take the COBRA option if it costs, let's say it costs $1,100 a month. Or let's say I take the Blue Cross PPO high deductible option. It costs me $700 a month. Well, he just saved $400 a month. So he might do that, but we're gonna wait and see here what happens there. Anyway, as I was talking about Tim, it started making me think, is your job at risk? And if this economy with these high interest rates continues for longer, then the first industry that's making these cuts are the tech industry. And we have obviously a lot of tech jobs around the Bay Area. And if this market doesn't recover or the interest rates don't come down fast enough, this last Wednesday and Thursday we saw in the market, you saw what happened. You know, the tech companies got pretty slammed. How will you cover your bills? And where should you take the funds from to pay those bills? And what sort of decisions should you make, like Tim is now being forced to make, that hopefully will work out to his benefit next year when he starts paying taxes on all this extra income he wasn't planning on, and then he runs out of money, right? So The first thing you should do is do what Tim did. Pick up the phone and call us. Because here at Protect Your Assets, we've been doing this for over 30 years. We help people make these decisions. We help you talk to your employer, to your HR office. We'll get on the phone with you. We'll figure out what's the best thing for you. And again, we do that by creating a written financial roadmap that updates nightly and adjusts to tax rates, Social Security, all that sort of information. That's critical when you have to make these kind of decisions. So see what's possible. Pick up the phone right now. Call us. 866-PROTECT. 866-776-8328. Phil's sitting here. I can see him. He's got nothing to do. Give him a call. 866-PROTECT. Say, hey, Phil, help me out here. Sandman said, do it. All right. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you can only claim on insurance benefits. That's all you can do. Is there anything else you can do if you get laid off? Well, there may be. Let's find out. You don't want to miss this one. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. And I know the financial and investing world can be complex, and you add to that, maybe you just got laid off, or that's possibly going to happen, and so you become frozen, you don't know what to do, and you're forced to make a decision within a deadline. Well, the good news is it doesn't have to be that way. We believe the solution is information, and so that's why we're here today. We're sharing information to help you make the right decision if you're being forced to do something else. All right. So we got a question from Doug. Doug just asked, should he take the Cobra option? And what else is there? Well, thanks, Doug. I guess you just heard the last segment. If you're 66 or over, then Doug, I hope you filed for Medicare like I was just explaining with the other example. Because if you're 65, once you hit 65, even if you're still working, okay, for all of you out there who are still working and not worried yet about getting laid off, and you haven't filed for Medicare, you should. So even if you're still at your job, you're you know, using the insurance benefits, your Blue Cross, Kaiser, whatever it happens to be, I want you to go make an appointment at Medicare and sign up. Okay? You want your Medicare Part A. You're entitled to it. It's not going to cost you anything. And what it's going to do, Doug, is it's going to delay the penalty that you're going to eventually pay on your supplement when you start collecting it after age 65. So that's why please go ahead and file out. Okay? All right. Thanks. All right. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say. They say that you should always roll over your 401k if you get laid off. Well, is that always true? No, it's not. Okay. Well, what if you take a new job? I mean, I know right now you just got furloughed, or maybe you got the pink slip and you're just like, well, maybe it's over for me. I don't know if I want to go back. Well, what if it's not? Let's say, you know, you go through the holidays and January rolls around, and, you know, around here it starts getting cold and damp and, you know, a little depressing, and you get a call out of nowhere. Your buddy knows somebody who calls you and is like, hey, can you help out? 1099 contractor, LLC, start thinking all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, maybe you'll do it. I can't tell you how many clients and friends of mine have been in that exact situation. So what if you take a new job? Well, if you start a new job with an employer who offers a 401k plan, guess what? you might be able to roll over that old 401k to the new plan. And this will give your assets the ability to continue to grow tax deferred while consolidating all of those accounts into one instead of having them all over the place. Most 401ks have a wide range of investment options, and you will be limited to those funds that are in that plan if you do that rollover. And it still might be better than rolling it to an IRA, okay, or even taking it out for tax reasons. So what if you left it with your past employer? Well, you might be able to do that too. Most companies will allow you to keep your retirement savings in their plans even after you've been let go. And one advantage of doing that is your money, again, will continue to grow tax deferred. But another advantage, particularly here in California, is creditor protection. After all, this is protect your assets. I look at defending you in case you get sued or your kids do something dumb. Well, your 401k account in California is protected from a creditor. Your IRA is not. So if you roll that to an IRA, well, you got a problem if something happens. So why risk that nest egg? However, be aware, if you have less than $5,000 in the old 401k account, your employer may automatically cash you out and send you a check. And this could be expensive to you, as that could be all ordinary income for 2023, and there could be tax penalties on top of that. So that's what I was talking about earlier, where you want to find out, even, you know, with the 401k or any benefits they're going to send you, how are you going to receive those from a tax perspective? How's that going to all add up? Consider this. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average worker who was born between 1957 and 1963 had an average of 12.3 jobs during their career. So if you choose to leave your 401k at each employer that you leave, by the end of your career, you may have so many accounts that it will be impossible to keep track of all of them, let alone making sure they're aligned with your risk tolerance and that you're taking that critical RMD in an appropriate way. So what about maybe cashing it all in? Well, again, if you're out of money and you have to make some decisions, maybe that is a good option, especially with the market being at a pretty high level right now. And so what's wrong with cashing in all your chips now and walking away from the table? Maybe it's not a bad decision. Cashing out your 401k is an option, but it should be considered only if there's an immediate need for money, and this would be a low-income year for you. The withdrawal is always taxable as ordinary income, and if you're under age 59 and a half, there might also be a 10% withdrawal penalty on top of that ordinary income tax rate. Now, there's a few ways you could avoid that penalty. Well, the IRS allows you to take money from that account in or after the year you turn 55. However, this exception does not apply if you roll those assets to an IRA. So again, that's where an IRA, you know, doesn't help you in this situation. Additionally, if finances are tight right now and you need the money, you can withdraw the funds and put them back in that account within 60 days. This strategy is known as an indirect rollover and will avoid taxes and penalties. And this might be a short-term solution for you if your intention is to keep your money dedicated to retirement, but you just need a short cash infusion right now because you just got this pink slip and, like Tim, you don't know how you're going to pay your bills next month. So whether your departure from your previous company was planned or a surprise, the decision you make on how to handle your 401k can be much greater than you think it might be, or what they're showing you in that letter or the email you just received. So in many ways, this interruption or job transition could be the start of a new chapter in life. And that's why we recommend that you pick up the phone, call us, and let us get on the phone with you and these people and figure out what options you have. Because if you get educated on all your options, then this time of life can really be a great one for you. It could make a big difference for your financial future. And so if you're feeling right now like any of this information is helpful, Just imagine what we could do with you if you get advice that's tailored specifically to your situation. Because if you boil it down, our mission at the Liberty Group is to help you protect your money and your lifestyle so you can remain financially independent. Because as one of my clients pointed out last week, if you don't, we're moving in with you, Dave. And my wife won't like that. Anyway, I believe there's two keys to making all this happen. First of all, let's design your portfolio and your 401k and your income, your Social Security, to provide lifetime income for you so you can see exactly how much it's going to be. And you can manage your risk because, after all, you probably have no idea how much risk you have right now. So we want to figure that out using our portfolio MRI tool. And after we do all that, just imagine how great it's going to feel to know that you can retire now with consistent, stable income. You know where it's coming from. And you're not worried about the market crashing or coming down, as I was talking about, the market segment at the top, which still is an unknown. This is easy. It's painless. Phil and Adrian are sitting back there right now with their little friend. And we're ready to talk to you guys. So give us a call. We do the heavy lifting for you. We help you make these decisions. Call us now. 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT. Talk to someone right here in the Bay Area. We are local. 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break. But when we come back, you just lost your tech job due to higher interest rates. What should you do with your severance pay and your stock options? Well, the answers are coming up next. It pays to keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. Isn't that name, Protect Your Assets, so relevant right now when things cost so much? Interest rates are so high and people are getting furloughed right and left due to tech uncertainty and higher costs, lower profit margins. So what should you do? So you just found out that you're losing your tech job at the end of next month, and now you want to know what you should do because they just emailed you a big packet, and you want to know what you should do with your severance pay and stock options. These are great questions. So what do you do with the severance pay? In the past, we've seen anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 years of salary for those with senior positions or decades of service. However, with company financial budgets uncertain right now, the upper range of severance pay seems less plausible. So right now what I'm seeing is 2 weeks with an additional week of pay per year of service. And so if you do receive severance in the form of a lump sum payment, it can be immediately a windfall in terms of a lot of money, but also a big chunk of money you're going to have to pay taxes on. So when you add all the W-2 income you received so far this year, it could quickly disappear. So if you can draw up a monthly budget and consider your variables, how long could it take to get another similar paying job? Do I have enough money to pay my mortgage and other debts for several months? Maybe your cash flow is comfortable. So now could be a good time to invest some of this severance for, say, child's college education or even your retirement. However, if you were planning to retire, say, in the next few years, a better plan may be to keep the severance payment in a bank or a short-term liquid fixed income portfolio, where right now you should be able to get 5% and still keep yourself pretty flexible. Now, what about stock options? You may have amassed thousands of stock options or shares of restricted stock over the years. And if you receive news that you're going to be soon laid off, then determine how long you have to exercise your stock options and what stock awards you're going to forfeit. Keeping the stock options and selling them at long-term capital rates will be better for you next year, because remember, the long-term capital gain tax rates of 20% top, zero lowest, are going to be there through next year. And consider this, you could literally pay 0% in long-term capital gains on those stocks if your income is low enough. And that is not going to last forever. So I know these are tough decisions. I know you're facing these things right now. If you need help, we can develop a strategy in writing that can maximize your annual income, minimize taxes, manage the value of these options and how you exercise them and when you exercise them, get into your healthcare options and choices and what that's going to cost and what you should do, and then look at Social Security and develop a plan for how and when you're going to execute on that. Because all these strategies in combination with your 401k are going to create a landslide, which you don't want to get under if that's not something you're prepared for. So remember, in our office, we have a CPA. We have many estate planning attorneys. We have certified financial planners. We work as a team, just like the 49ers or the Giants, to put a powerful plan together for you using the current, most modern financial planning tools that are available to build you a superior result. Find out what you're missing out on. Call 866-PROTECT. 866-776-8328. One of my guys right now, find out how you can do this. Now, I want you to inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. That's it. Picture a day when you don't have to worry about having to work ever again. Picture a day when you're walking the Camino de Santiago to Compostela with a pack on and the sun shining in your face. You're in the best health of your life, and you feel great. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do. It's possible. It all starts with a 15-minute virtual checkup. And if you have questions and you're not seeing these kind of visions for yourself, stop it now. Pick up the phone. Call us. See what's possible. 866-PROTECT. 866-PROTECT. Talk to my team. Get an unbiased second opinion right now. 866-PROTECT. Great show today. Hope to see you at the Wine Walk in Larkspur this afternoon. Great show. My network manager, executive producer Kevin Renfer, and of course all those fabulous guys back there. Lou, Adrian, Phil doing all the work. Thank you guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.